Now, late last year on the programme, we spoke to the renowned angler and author Dennis Moss about his views on conservation on our rivers and lakes. They proved to be a bit controversial, and our regular contributor, Hugh Oram, now has his profile of Dennis.
Dennis Moss is one of Ireland's foremost game anglers and a considerable authority on the subject in print. He has lived in the west of Ireland for nearly 20 years now and has contributed much to the knowledge of game fishing in Ireland. Dennis's life story is fascinating, as are many of his tales of fishing in Ireland. Born and brought up in the small West Oxfordshire village of Ascot under Wychwood, his childhood was idyllic, free to roam and enjoy what rural Oxfordshire had to offer. His father came from the village, while his mother was born in East London. Dennis's father fished and shot, so it was natural for the young lad to become so interested in country sports, and he began fishing at a very early age in the local river, a small tributary of the Thames. He started with coarse fishing, but he says that brown trout always fascinated him. His first trout on a fly was caught in a dry March brown from a shallow riffle below a stone bridge. His late wife, Cathy, whose father came from County Cork, introduced Dennis to Ireland in 1972. They stayed in Glengariff, and the small river that flows through the town was full of salmon. Cathy caught the first fish, but then Dennis lost count of how many he had caught. Captivated by the scenery and the salmon, the lure of Ireland had him hooked. Then came devastating news, for as Dennis says, when life is at its best, you get the biggest fall. He was very involved in the fishing tackle business, so it was a joy to be at work. Cathy was a consultant forensic psychiatrist who loved her work. Dennis explains, life could not have been better, and then came the hammer blow. Cathy was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and she had to give up her work. There was no cure, only treatments to slow down its progression. She and Dennis had three sons, the eldest at university and two in first-level education. Their home in Oxfordshire no longer held a tie for the family, and they decided to sell up, including Dennis's fishing tackle business, and move on. It was a choice between Scotland and Ireland won. Dennis had good friends living on the eastern shores of Loch Carrib, so they decided to move there. A plot of land was found and their new house built, with the family moving to Ireland close on 20 years ago. His books about fishing in Ireland are already regarded as classics of Irish fishing literature. Dennis continues with his love of fly tying, an art in its own right, which he says allows fishermen to be creative. When we are fishing with a pattern that looks like food to the fish, this provides added confidence and makes better fishermen. But he adds that the biggest challenge now is how to attract younger anglers to the sport. Young people today have too many other choices, and the truth is that they prefer the alternatives, especially all the online and high-tech stuff. It's a very difficult problem to bridge, he says. When he first fished for salmon and trout in Ireland, the fishing was sublime, but he says the fishing is much tougher now. First-time visitors now would find it difficult to experience fishing anything like half as good as he enjoyed when he visited Ireland between 1972 and 2001, before he came to live here. He adds that many factors now impact the sport, but the biggest obstacle is creating more awareness among anglers that they themselves are one of the main reasons for the demise of many Ireland's premier fisheries. We have to adopt more conservative measures for fish scrapping. In the US, some of the top fisheries are under enormous fishing pressure, but they keep delivering world-class fishing because they are sympathetically managed, he says. Dennis also believes that Inland Fisheries Ireland isn't open-minded when it comes to catch and kill policies, but some tighter measures are being brought in after a lot of lobbying. He would also like to see the sale of wild brown trout banned in Ireland, and he says he's written to Inland Fisheries Ireland over this issue, but is still awaiting a reply. It seems absurd that a prime tourist asset can be sold for financial gain. Where is the conservation in that, he questions. Dennis really loves all aspects of the outdoor life, but fishing is his greatest passion, as it always has been. Apart from his books on his Irish angling experiences, he has been writing for the Angling Press for very nearly 40 years. He's renowned for his honest, authoritative and forthright opinions, which aren't always sweet music to the ears of Ireland's fishing authorities. He says that everyone has a bit of a nomad in their psyche, but it doesn't always emerge. In his case, it did, and he has no regrets about his move to Ireland. His sister and brother have stayed put in the Oxfordshire village where they were all brought up. And as for his time in Ireland, he says that he has found somewhere where he feels he belongs. I have a great love for the west of Ireland. It's where my heart is and always will be. Words of wisdom from one of Ireland's top game anglers and internationally regarded fishing writers.
Hugh Oram.